Chapter 19. The next morning in Key West, Richard Gordon was on his way home from a visit to Freddie's bar where he had gone to ask about the bank robbery. Riding his bicycle, he passed a heavy-set, big blue-eyed woman, with bleached blonde hair showing under her old man's felt hat, hurrying across the road, her eyes red from crying. "Look at that big ox," he thought. "What do you suppose a woman like that thinks about? What do you suppose she does in bed? How does her husband feel about her when she gets that size? Who do you suppose he runs around with in this town? Wasn't she an appalling-looking woman? Like a battleship. Terrific." He was almost home now. He left his bicycle on the front porch and went in the hallway, closing the front door the termites had tunneled and riddled. "What did you find out, Dick?" his wife called from the kitchen. "Don't talk to me," he said. "I'm going to work. I have it all in my head." "That's fine," she said. "I'll leave you alone." He sat down at the big table in the front room. He was writing a novel about a strike in a textile factory. In today's chapter, he was going to use the big woman with the tear-reddened eyes he had just seen on the way home. Her husband, when he came home at night, hated her. Hated the way she had coarsened and grown heavy, was repelled by her bleached hair, her too big breasts, her lack of sympathy with his work as an organizer. He would compare her to the young, firm-breasted, full-lipped little Jewess that had spoken at the meeting that evening. It was good. It was. It could be easily terrific, and it was true. He had seen in a flash of perception the whole inner life of that type of woman. Her early indifference to her husband's caresses, her desire for children and security, her lack of sympathy with her husband's aims, her sad attempts to simulate an interest in the sexual act that had become actually repugnant to her. It would be a fine chapter. The woman he had seen was Harry Morgan's wife, Marie, on her way home from the sheriff's office.